Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
9:23, an urgent call now from Vienna, where Marty Whelan standing by. Good morning, Mr. Whelan.
Good morning, Dr. Ryan. How are you?
It is critical that you tell us about the state of affairs in Vienna. Not since a certain man marched across the border recently have we had such a critical time for our country's history and our geopolitical relations. Yes.
I totally agree. I mean, all this news that's coming out about the rest of the world pales into insignificance.
Yes.
Compared to the importance of putting other countries to the sword and keeping ourselves in the final.
That's right.
So, it is very important.
It is. So, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Well, the first buzz is that tonight is an incredibly good show, which is something that they would tell us to tell everybody else. Tuesday was fine, but this is an exceptional semi-final tonight for the Eurovision. We come out second.
Oh.
And, out second. And then away we go with the show, and we have to wait the whole evening then to find out if we're in the final on Saturday. But she's great. Molly's great. The song is really strong and stronger than it's been. And the presentation of it here is just is amazing. A lot of trees, just to let you know.
A lot of trees,
trees in the background. You'd see, you'd know. I mean, it can be a dancing granny one day, it can be a waterfall the next, we have trees. But she is fantastic. And a strong song with a strong chance. Again, you're up against countries that seem to do it all the time, like Sweden and whatever, which is one of the absolute favourites. And it's will you be able to see it tonight?
No question about it. I will be watching and listening to you.
Because you're rare to it. But, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah. We were all spoon-fed the Eurovision growing up. Now, we spoke to a listener yesterday who was telling us that, because I didn't get to see the one on Tuesday, and she was telling me that Serbia and Hungary were the knockouts for her.
Serbia and Hungary were fantastic, of that there's no doubt. The Russians, however, are singing of One World, which is interesting in its own way, I suppose. And a novelty, in fact, at the Eurovision. But anyway, the Russians are highly tipped, and they were incredible. She was absolutely marvellous. So the Russians are very good. Tonight we have Sweden to worry about. That's the thing. But look at you know the Australians are part of this now, Ryan, keeping the whole Eurovision idea on a very, very intellectual level.
Absolutely. I believe Canada might be in with the shout next year as well.
Well, the African nations have been out calling all week, apparently.
So, would you please welcome the representative from the Democratic Republic of Congo, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Closely followed by Ghana. So look, what's happening is the Australians are voting tonight. They're in it. The event is 60 years old this year. We're in it 50 years. So it's all a big year for anniversaries. Australia, apparently, were invited. This is the legend. They were invited to take part as guests. What's that about?
Yeah.
But anyway, they're in it automatically on Saturday, but they are voting tonight, as is the UK. So it's very important for us tonight to get out, as the fellas said, get out to vote. Vote early and often.
Yes.
And get as many of our compatriots in other islands to vote for us, in other continents indeed. So I think that's a plus.
That is a plus. And have you heard all the songs?
I have, yeah.
God help you. And
Yes. Go ahead, sorry.
No, the point I was going to ask you was this, that the Molly's song, which I think is actually a beautiful tune, beautifully sung and crafted.
Yes.
It's slow, which is grand, because we do slow, slow songs have won before, as we know.
We do slow well, is what you're trying to say, yeah?
We do, but I'm just wondering, the part of me thinks it's a bit too good for the Eurovision, and I mean that in the sense that it needs a few listens, and when you get it, you get it. And you know, sometimes the Eurovision needs that punch in the face.
I know what you mean, and as Louis Walsh would say, and the chord change and away you go.
Right.
I know what you mean, but the point is that we have done exceedingly well with songs like this before. The singer-songwriter type, and this was what Molly is. She fits directly into that category. And she looks like a star. She looks like somebody way beyond her years. She's only 17. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And she acts much older than her years. She's quite mature. So therefore, she comes across as a very solid artist that you think has been at this for years. So of course she has. So she taught herself the piano. But what we're talking about here is an act that's actually a very solid act. But they loved her in the rehearsals. And what's interesting interesting about that is they had a very school children in to kind of fill the hall during one of the rehearsals, just to give it an atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
And they loved her, and that's quite interesting. So it's that you don't know which way an audience will go tonight. As you know, it's 50-50. It's jury vote, and it's the public across all the countries who are watching tonight can vote. So it's, look, the thing is, we're there doing that. There's somebody else on there, some Lula wearing Jedward shoes. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
But you see, you have all sorts of different sorts of songs. Yeah. There's a guy from Cyprus with a beautiful song tonight. He stands on his own, and he's a very handsome fellow, beautiful song. There's nobody on stage with him at all.
Right.
He just stands quietly and sings the song. So you see, that can happen. All the jumping around doesn't always guarantee, as we know.
Who are the? What would you say is the cuckoo's nest act tonight? The absolute madsers.
Well, the Israelis are the ones who've taken Jedward's boots for a reason I can't explain, and I can't get near them to try and find out. There's not as much madness
really, as
there has been before, which is slightly upsetting.
Are there any Polish milkmaids, for example? Or?
No, sadly, they did ring, and with apologies, but they're unable to attend.
Their milking days are behind them. Yes, I'd say they have.
I think they have,
yeah.
Which is a bit of a shame because I miss some of the madness, and it's a pity because I've always, as you know, been a great one. Oh, listen, by the way, Sweden, just if you're watching it tonight,
yes.
Sweden, they've got this incredible graphic behind them, and the song, when you listen to the song, it's grand, and then you see the graphics and suddenly the whole place comes alive, and again, there's a young vote going to go there. So, you know, there's a touch of that,
okay,
as well. There's a girl wearing headphones and there's all that, but I mean, that's all.
You know what, Marty?
Pretty easygoing.
They love that. Young people love people wearing headphones.
But they do it a lot, don't they?
Do
you know what I discovered since I came over here and I brought season 5 of The West Wing with me?
Now we're talking.
It's to take me out of the Eurovision bubble for an hour here and there. I didn't realise that Peggy from Mad Men was President Bartlett's daughter.
How did you not realise? Elizabeth Moss. Is that her name?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know. And it's basically destroyed both series now.
Well, yeah, it would do because she's quite whiny in West Wing and she's a bit... But the kidnap story is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
I mean,
I had missed that whole section, so I brought it with me and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Anyway, meantime, back at the Eurovision.
What's season 5? What's the main track?
Stephen Fry?
No, what's the... No, season 5. I said. What's the main storyline in season 5? I can't remember.
It's the kidnap, and John Goodman becomes president.
Oh, that's great, John Goodman, because he's Speaker of the House. Yeah, that's great. Oh God, I want to watch it all again now.
Being a Republican, you see the way we've taken it away
away.
Yeah.
And listen, tell me this. I'm listening regularly while I have you to your gorgeous album, by the way, in my car.
Oh, you're very kind.
Yes, great choice of music. Yeah.
Well, it's the lyric thing. It's Marty in the Morning on lyric. And what we're doing is basically saying, this is what we do. And if you don't want the doom and gloom and you want to take yourself somewhere else, well, that's what we do in the morning. And the CD reflects it, I hope. And thank you. You're very kind.
Yeah,
I'm very happy with it. It was lovely to be asked to do
it. And a nice gig to put together, a nice job to put together songs like
that.
Well,
you've done this. You've been there before yourself, of course.
Yeah, but not like the lounge for the lizard, you know?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with a lounge.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think the lizard stuff is... What?
No, it's just an expression we used to use back in the 50s.
Yeah, but your CDs were gorgeous. They really are.
But listen, enough...
I often bring them out of a morning, by the way.
Here, listen, when you're really stuck. Can I ask you about... some texts have come in. Ryan, can you ask Marty, how did the judge's performance go for Molly last night?
Very good. Very good. By all accounts, a very polished performance and very pleased. We don't have actual information yet, but we know that it went... Well, the performance went brilliantly. We don't know what, obviously, the voting situation is. We've no idea. But we do know that her performance was magnificent. She was great. And that's half... And that's somebody texting you who knows the score.
Yeah.
Half the battle last night, and tonight is for the public. So it's very important to get the vote out tonight with our friends across Europe who are part of tonight. But as I say, the UK and Australia is fairly obvious that we need them to vote tonight.
A text says, I was on business at the RT Radio Centre the week after Molly won the national contest and Molly walked in. She absolutely oozes star quality, but in a very humble and understated way, which is nice.
She's absolutely true. It's so true. She reminds me of yourself. She's fantastic.
We always over-egg our chances, says the text in the Eurovision. If we make the final, we'll do well. The chances are slim.
No, they're not slim. The chances are very good. 10 countries come out of a final, of a semi-final tonight with 17 countries in it. So 7 go. I mean, you know, it's not easy. But when you listen to, you see, if you get the CD, Universal brought out the compilation CD, if you listen to the songs, which, you know, then we are very strong. Obviously, if there's people leaping about the stage, your mind can be distracted from what might be an ordinary song, and that happens, as we know. But the fact remains that the wind machine will be on tonight, not for us, for others. So the gimmicks will be there, but we're on stage. The girl is there with a piano, a band around her, and just singing a song that she co-wrote. I mean, you know, that's what this is supposed to be about, not your granny or milking maids. Sorry.
Yes, indeed. Those, as you say, those days are behind us. Great text says, great, so great to hear Marty. We don't see or hear nearly enough of him, although I bump into you quite a lot, and that's enough for anyone.
That's very true. That's true. My late mother used to say that too.
Hey,
but still, but it is. But we're back with the winning streakers, you see, in June time. So I'm looking forward to that. So nice.
You do like to hang out with winning streakers, don't you?
I beg your pardon.
Now, how's Vienna?
What is that? What is that? Well, you do have a weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's your bag. That's the private Marty, saving private Marty.
Oh, I understand. No, I understand. Yes, yes. This is the incident. I understand.
Is Vienna, is Vienna a good city? I've never been.
Vienna's a beautiful city. I haven't explored it properly because we only came over Saturday. So we were only here since then. So I haven't really explored it. But when you go into the Opera House, which we were in on Sunday, Molly performed in the Opera House. She was incredible. There was a show on for a couple of hours. The State Opera House here is just beautiful. And we're in that, and Juan Diego Flores, the Peruvian opera singer, was there, and he sang and all the rest of it. So he was there. Molly was one of the chosen acts to sing there. The quieter acts were invited. And it was just fantastic. And we had a choir, and we had a string quartet from the Berlin Philharmonic, and it was posh as posh gets.
Yes, and I'd say that. Well, I know there's a few of your colleagues will take you to the clubs and dungeons, indeed, of Vienna that will lead to a very different kind of night.
Apparently, there's entertainment for all takers and comers.
Everything catered for, I suspect. Yes.
Everything catered. They're a great nation for that, and they claim to be well placed in this regard. So, I sadly, time is against me, and I have been unable to share in what you suggest.
Yeah, for now.
Whatever that is, Marty.
I look forward to the update of the real update at some point in the Cardiff. But in the meantime, a couple of quick texts. Melissa Nuri says one of the perks of living in the north is that we can vote. So come on, Molly, that's good. Of course, we should
our
friends in the north. Ryan Humble never wins Eurovision. In your face, an OTT wins Eurovision, says another text.
Well, I don't think that's not the case at all.
Is the bearded lady still there this year?
Well, there's the question that no one
Conchita.
Will answer for me. But anyway, no. He's all over. It's like a rash. He's the beard rash, that's what I meant. Yeah, he's doing he's interviewing various acts tonight, and he did the same thing on Tuesday, so he's there as well. But of course, this is his year, because this is the week of fortnight, if you will, for him to use your milking analogy, to milk it for himself, because at the end of this, there's another winner, and so it goes on, you know.
Yes.
So this is his week to shine, and he's hugely popular.
I have no doubt. Well, you're not going to miss him in the lineup, that's for sure.
No, that's very sure. You're so correct. And there are men, of course, wearing false beards. Well, it could be false beards. And now that I say it to you, maybe it's not true, maybe they're real, who are frequenting the building a lot at the moment. And I presume it's just a kind of a fashion statement or whatever. I don't know.
For now. Well, listen, Marty, we need to let you get back to episode 6, season 5 of West Wing in your hotel room this morning. And obviously, we'll be watching with great interest tonight. Have fun while you're doing it, as you always do. We always enjoy it.
You know I might. It's lovely to talk to you. And
as always. Thank you, Marty.
Take care, my friend.
Auf Wiedersehen.